Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Tuesday with Victor Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. The FCT regulators disagree about whether Mark Zuckerberg should be held personally responsible for Facebook's privacy lapses and how much the commission should fine the company, according to sources for the New York Times. Facebook expects to pay around $3 billion to $5 billion. Yesterday, Microsoft announced that Word will have a new feature called Ideas. This AI feature will assist writers in keeping their text concise and readable while simultaneously checking for grammar and suggesting rewrites when it encounters a complex phrase. Being a cloud-based tool, Ideas can automatically extract main ideas from a document and decode acronyms based on data that it possesses from other tool named Microsoft Graph. These features will become available to Microsoft Office users in June. The UK government now supports Apple Pay and Google Pay for a handful of online services as part of a trial. Right now, it's primarily useful for travel. You can use your mobile device to quickly pay for global entry, the fast-tracking entry to the United States, the registered travel service for frequent non-EU visitors to the UK, the electronic visa waiver service for some Middle Eastern visitors to the UK, and it will also work for basic DBS checks for work. Officials expect to spread payments among other, more central government services as well, local government, healthcare, and the police. Google might not be done tightening privacy controls. The Wall Street Journal contacts claim that the search firm is poised to launch a dashboard-like element in Chrome that will not show more detail about tracking cookies, but give you options to limit them. While the concept isn't novel, Mozilla practically builds Firefox around tracking protection, it would be a significant break for a company whose very business revolves around advertising and user data. Amazon is on a crusade to build a video advertising business that rivals Roku, Hulu, and others. In addition to spending billions on original content for its Prime Video streaming service, Amazon is being wrapping up app advertising in Amazon Fire, its OTT device. It's also pushing pre-roll ads in FreeDive, its four-month-old streaming service for IMDb. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.